hear what that. Can you read? It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice, and it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, fam. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend. Spell Wells with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before and those who are listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted along with the very lovely, the very talented, the multimedia diva herself, the go-go gear chick of the DF Dub, Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm maintaining. I'm meditating. I'm feeling pretty good about this topic that we're going to be doing.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I'm feeling pretty good about it myself.
Well, let's get it started. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Now, each and every Thursday night, broadcasting live at Henderson's Chicken. You also might know it as Fagan Sports Bar in Irving, Texas, also at 8 o'clock p.m. Make sure you can come out and see us live because the show just gets intense. And because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the show just gets better and better and better and better and better each week. And today will be no different. Miss Oatmeal.
Yes.
Do you understand? We've been doing this thing all year long. It's the 1st of November, 2011. Only 60 days left in the year.
Wow. This year has definitely gone by fast.
It's been rolling.
And we've been rolling. You know, we've accomplished some pretty great things this year.
Quite a bit. And, you know, for our Facebook fam out there that makes the post, you know, what are you going to accomplish for your goals? We're trying to make it happen, y'all. And we encourage you all to do the same thing. This is how we do. Believe in God, believe in self, and make it happen. Just put some effort behind it. Because faith without works
is what?
Sleepy. Successful. Psych, it's dead. And it just don't happen, y'all. So we're going to get to the topic tonight. We're going to go ahead and break it down all the way down. I mean, we're going to break it down like old toys up in this piece. Hood versus ghetto. Some people, Miss Oatmeal, can say that it's the same. Some may see a difference. But let's just give it to them where it's at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do. This is the reality radio show of the new millennium. We does what it do. You can follow us, folks. HowWasYourWeekend.com. Be sure to spell words with a Z. For our Facebook fam, you can hit us. Facebook.com, HowWasYourWeekend page. Hit us up on Twitter, HWY Weekend. We're going to be doing that a little bit more often in 2012. Follow Miss Oatmeal for real at TheRealness101.com. Learn a little bit more about the realness and who she is. And also taste the flavor of Oatmeal Brown herself.
We also need them to go ahead and follow me on Facebook. I'm
a
Diva 100. I'm really not the tweeter or Twitter or however you say it. Tweeter. I'm not a tweeter like that. I have my phases.
Not like that.
But on Facebook, I keep it raw and 100 and real. Go ahead and add your girl, Oatmeal Brown, on Facebook, and you can really follow me and, hey, get a good look at what I talk about on a daily.
Right on. That's Oatmeal Brown, not Butter Brown, not Buster Brown, not Cleopatra Brown, like she was dressed up at the masquerade party this weekend, but Oatmeal Brown. So make sure y'all follow her. The Realness 101 lives on forever and ever and ever. One World Enterprises, ladies and gentlemen, that's how we do. Big time, Big Willie style, and Austin Cracker Lady. Is it hood? Is it ghetto? Is it a little bit of both in between? We want to hear from you. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. And Miss Oatmeal, just to kind of give it to him short and sweet, we're going to break it all the way down. But, you know, to me looking at it, hood, like you mentioned before when we were at the event, big shout-out to my man Trotter for doing it, putting it on big. 40 and Fly also was in the house this weekend.
For Fly and Sexy.
At the masquerade event, we had some cocktails, conversations, and costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
It was very, very grown and sexy.
Absolutely. And for those that missed that, we gave you a small snippet of today's show. And Miss Oatmeal made a very strong point. You know, hood is simply shortened for neighborhood. And when you look at ghetto, ghetto is generally meaning something that we use to describe like a housing project or a slum or like a living situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, generally close to poverty. Like the good, clean folks are not going to be considered themselves in the ghetto. They don't have a ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
They may have their own neighborhood or on planned unit development or on secluded gated area.
Right.
But they don't have a ghetto. Now, some of you all may be offended by tonight's topic. That's too bad.
That's so sad.
Some of you all may learn some very interesting things, and that's what this is for. But everybody, and we do mean everybody, will be able to learn from this topic tonight. Hood versus ghetto. So let's define it, Miss Omi. I mean, kind of give us an idea. When we think of hood, where does it really come from besides just the neighborhood? I mean, how does the slang term kick into it?
Well, I'm not quite sure, really, how the breakdown of that came about.
Hmm.
I mean, we all know that hood is short for neighborhood.
Right.
And in certain neighborhoods, we have different ways of doing things.
Indeed.
And we may define them as being hood, which is not quite right.
Right.
Or maybe not the way most people would choose to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not necessarily bad. Maybe kind of rigged.
Yeah.
A little bit. You know, you might be a little hood. You know, back in the day where you didn't have a dustpan and use an album cover.
Okay.
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 Pick up the trash. That's kind of hood.
That's
but that's
hood.
Not bad.
Right.
You gotta tap into your hood tactics.
And
you
even
know, if you didn't have an antenna on your TV, you put a little foil or
a foil up there.
You know, a wire hanger.
Or you get that cousin that just stand up there and hold the antenna while we watch the game until the commercial come on.
You know, or
that's
you
hood.
Put the foil on the window. You know, that's hood.
Right
that's
on.
Hood. I mean, you know, a sheet or a pillowcase. Let's not act brand new.
Come on with it.
You know, I'm not new to it. I'm true to it. And you best believe if some sun was creeping in on one of my windows, I'm going to put something up there until I get a curtain. And I'm not going to feel shame about it.
Okay.
I mean, it might even match the wall. I'll try to, you know, coordinate
right.
as possible. I wouldn't put, like, a Superman or Superwoman pillowcase. Not that I have one, but, you know, those are the kind of things that happen in the hood.
Okay.
You know, where we once grew up. And some of us are still there.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, when you get into ghetto, now that's a whole different ball game.
Indeed.
To me.
That's true.
Okay, because ghetto is like the Evans family, okay, on Good Times. They lived in the ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us did not live in the ghetto.
Where some things were more acceptable to be understood as getting by. In the ghetto?
Well, you know, the elevator was always broke. Something was always broke in the house. Just constant, just always, just ghetto life.
Mm.
You know, in the ghetto.
Okay.
There's a difference. There's a difference between the Evans family and Doughboy family in Boys in the Hood.
Okay.
So I can relate more to Boys in the Hood because I'm like Brandy on the block.
Right.
Everybody is was in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Whether they went to school, whether they didn't, whether they gang bang, whether they went to church, whether it was a two-family parent household, or whether it was a single-parent household, whether somebody was on drugs, whether they sold drugs.
Right.
All this was going on in your neighborhood.
Right.
The ghetto is a little bit more grimier.
Mm. And you're going to have to be a little more hardcore in the heart, and also you're going to have to wear that in the hood as well. You can't really come off a little too soft and a little too, quote-unquote, friendly
mm-hmm.
in the ghetto.
Right.
It just don't quite manage. That was a little, and because I grew up and I had the, I don't know if you want to call it the pleasure,
mm-hmm.
of growing up in both a suburban, upscale neighborhood
okay.
and also in the predominantly all-black neighborhood.
Okay.
Where back in the day, that was the place to be because all of us lived there.
Mm-hmm.
But as time grew on, the value and depreciation kind of fell down a little bit, so it became more ghetto. The hood just kind of diminished its role
mm-hmm.
because, I mean, your kitchen was a bit different. When you go to your neighborhood, they offered you juice and water.
Mm-hmm.
When you were more in the ghetto, you had hot Kool-Aid with the trays of ice cubes, not necessarily the ice maker, but the blue trays
mm-hmm.
where you had to shake, crack, twist a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really had skills, you could shake out one or two ice cubes without dropping any on the floor.
Okay.
That's what's up. That's keeping it 100. That, because the Kool-Aid, ladies and gentlemen, the diabetes juice, as it's known today, is more of the beverage of choice for the ghetto. If you agree or disagree, you can always call and let us know. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. But I want to kind of go back on this, what Ms. Oatmeal was saying about the ghetto, keeping it 100 with the ghetto, because the look of the ghetto, it smells different. The attitude is different because it's more of a survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have much, but with the little that I do have, I'm going to make it work and make it work to a T. See, over in the hood, sometimes you can flip one or two rides. You know, your car is nice and shiny. It may not be brand new, but you're gonna keep it shined up. But in the ghetto, you kind of run a little bit of a chance because as long as you have transportation, baby, you okay. It shows. It's like that, folks. Let us know if you agree or disagree, if you've seen some hood activity or some ghetto activity.
And you know what I'm thinking about it? I'm even thinking about in Minister Society.
Okay.
Where Kane's grandparents lived. That was project-ish ghetto.
What?
And there's a difference between mm-hmm. that neighbor, that whole housing project
right.
that they were in, than your boys in the hood atmosphere.
Right. Because a lot of people get the two mixed up.
Right. You have to go to certain spots in the hood to see people out in the daytime. Okay.
Right.
But if you go to the ghetto or the project,
they out
all day.
Mm-hmm. They either cool with each other or it's a problem on the block.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows where the problem is. This is even before cell phones and text messaging, folks. Because it was always one lady on the block who knew everything about everybody. Didn't nobody really bother her. She just had the scoop. She was the operator of the whole block, whether that was a numerical street or a name street. That's just how we get down. And you got to think about this. We don't really know, as far as the hood is concerned, what type of examples are being set in the hood. Like, what role models are we looking at? This is what a lot of people tend to, because I had a lot of friends who didn't look. They looked at me because when I came from the suburbs,
mm-hmm.
I dressed a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I may have had, my jeans may have been a nice little crease in it, you know, not because of this is what I may have wanted, but that's just because it was the style that fit that area I was in.
Uh-huh.
But when I come back to the ghetto or the atmosphere where it's predominantly us, why he dressed like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's that square dude. That's that baseball dude.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you won't get on this court. So you got to kind of prove yourself worthy of being at this level as opposed to not really fitting in outside of that element.
Now, that's the hood or the ghetto?
That's coming out of the ghetto.
Okay, yeah, the ghetto.
Big time. That's coming out the ghetto because you don't, it's a culture and the choice of a lifestyle that just blends well where it is. It's lovely. Ladies and gentlemen, trust, it is a lovely atmosphere. And a lot of people can downgrade it because they may not know, and the media can kind of put a twist on it, but that connection that's in the ghetto, that's close-knit. I mean, you may see gangster movies on TV, but the code that's in the ghetto, look here, homeboy, I know you may know something that's going on, but you ain't going to talk about this.
Right.
You're going to hold this in. What is called dropping dimes. Mm-hmm. We're out in the good clean area. Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna tell on this because we don't want that kind of behavior over here. That's how they stop it. But over in the ghetto, you know how we gonna stop this? Shut your ass up. Don't say nothing. Agree or disagree, callers, let us know. blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend? Spelled was with a Z. If you're in the chat room, you can hit us up. blogtalkradio.com. The chat room is wide open. Go ahead and create a profile. Let us know you're in there. And just go ahead and get loose with it. We want to say hello to Antoinette that's in the chat room tonight. Big shout out to you. And Miss O'Neill, let's just keep it 100. I mean, people want to look good
mm-hmm.
wherever they are. So
right.
If you want to stay fly from head to toe, make sure that your do is done and your hair is right. Make sure you make an appointment with Dre, the hair artisan, specializing in healthy hair maintenance, precision cuts, and creative color. Dre is located at the Legacy Salon and Day Spa, and that address is 420 East Round Grove Road, Suite 200 in Lewisville, Texas. The phone number is 214-488-4888. Again, that's 214-488-4888. Contact her also via email at thehairartisan@gmail.com.
That's right.
We're talking tonight hood versus ghetto, ladies and gentlemen. I know you know the difference. I know you've seen it happen. Some of you all may have family members there, whether it's hood, whether it's ghetto. Some of you all just might want to learn more about it because it could be a new experience and a new culture for yourself. But that's why we're here to talk about it and keep the realness 101 going on and teaching life lessons tonight on the online happy hour.
You know what, Andy? I don't think people know the difference. I really don't.
Hmm.
They use the word so freely.
Right.
And they don't really know the difference. And why I say that is because some people are ashamed of their background.
Mm.
And really, 80% of us came from the hood. Now, when you say hood, you shouldn't automatically think negative.
Because it's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. But people automatically think negative when you say hood.
I would hear about hood niggas out there.
And, you know, I take offense because I'm from a neighborhood, like I said, where everybody lived in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Okay.
Now, you might go a couple of streets over and a block up, and it might be a little bit worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because there are people that are sprinkled in sections.
Oh, yeah.
But, really, I mean, that's where I'm from, and you can find everybody there. You can find the deacon, like I said. You can find the church-going family.
Right.
You can find the single parent. You can find the thugs, the drug dealers. Everybody
right.
is in the hood. That is the best place. Where do we go when we want to go get some soul food, some good Mexican food? We know when we go to certain spots of town,
mm-hmm.
more so towards the hood, you're going to find them neck bones
right.
and the pig feet in the store during Thanksgiving and Christmas time.
And
you know where you got to go to get what you need.
For those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's not going to be Frisco. Keep that in mind. You're not going to find no oxtails for real in Frisco.
No, you're not.
Thanksgiving is coming up, and it's going to be a struggle for you all to find a nice batch of collard greens outside of Minion's grocery store. So your Walmart might not have it. And that's understandable because it's not a regular thing. It's not necessarily, quote unquote, and we'll say it, it's not welcomed on a regular basis.
Right.
Because they're trying to hide that and keep that away. We don't want this particular attitude or the look of someone who comes from this neighborhood over here. And a lot of us tend to kind of find a way because, like you said, they could be ashamed of who they are,
ashamed
of where they came from.
Ashamed of what, though? Because who you are is going to live through you regardless of how much money you get.
Right.
If you move out the hood, because we have certain hood ways that sticks to you. Because
right.
that is your environment that you grew up in.
It's close-knit.
You can't shake it.
It's family.
It's a part of you.
Now, there are certain actions that can cause people to look at you a bit differently if you do ghetto things. Because there's no such thing as hood fabulous, people. Ghetto fabulous is an issue. For example, if you buy a $300 purse and you have no car, you, sir, ma'am, could be ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
If you drive around and you just want to, I don't know, for some odd reason, feel the need to have a smart car with rims on it, 20 toes on a smart car, which means you can't turn anywhere but left. You, sir, ma'am, are ghetto. You're doing things that just don't qualify. If you go out and you buy an outfit to match your hair or your nail colors, ladies and gentlemen, you, sir, ma'am, are ghetto. It happens. People do these things because that is a lifestyle that you're creating. It looks and feels a little bit different, but it has a certain mm-mm to it. Just a mm-mm. Because there are some ghetto people in corporate America. You do know this.
Oh, yeah.
And they are just swarming. They try to cover it up so well, and it hurts. You can't really cover it up because you can take you can take the ghetto out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the ghetto. What is the phrase? Somebody call and let me know what that is. You can take me out of something, but
yeah,
you can take
them out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the person.
Right.
Or you can take the person out the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out.
You can't take the ghetto out. That's real talk because it happens. So I've seen it so many times in my corporate. Oh my gosh, it happens so often. In my corporate life, ladies and gentlemen, it is some ghetto people swarming the professional corporate building. They try to hide it, but you can be seen. And you know what? Let the truth be told, they are not all African American.
No.
No, no, no. That's the stereotype that we're assuming that they all have your pigment. False. Because there are some PWTs out there that can be labeled as ghetto. Why? Because there's more of them than there are of us. It's a housing community project. Keep it in mind. Did somebody not know what PWT stands for? We're going to have to put that up
don't
in the chat room.
Don't even say it.
Let's just put it up in the chat room so for those that just don't understand. It means pimping without thought. For those of you PG people out there, understand hood versus ghetto. And there are other, I mean, we can talk about the actions that you might have. You know, the fuzzy dice doesn't clarify you as being ghetto. It should, but it doesn't.
Yeah, I have some hood ways. What can I say that I do that's kind of hood?
That Miss Oatmeal does that's hood? Oh, wait a minute.
I drive with my music extremely loud. Would
what's
that be considered hood?
No.
I mean, like, I got to feel the bass. Like, if my car doesn't have that, there's a problem. There's a problem. And I'll pretty much be that way until I'm at least about 55, I think.
You know, it can
go. It doesn't matter.
Way.
It can be church music, gospel music. It can be rap, R&B. But sometimes I miss those calls because I can't hear them. Seriously, you know, and I do have some friends that may get in the car and want to know why the music is so loud.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, I guess that's just hood of me. I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I don't have a problem with it. Don't ride with me if you have a problem with that.
Right.
Because that's how I roll.
Now, I know I keep a lot of, you may not even want to call it this way because my family is so diverse, but not really, that I have a lot of country in me.
Okay.
And a lot of country can get mistaken for being ghetto.
Okay.
And that's really not fair, because my country ways are not ghetto. They're country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming over to my house, Club 51 Fifth, you may understand that you might get some tea that's been sitting outside on the patio, on the porch, been sitting out there collecting sun,
mm-hmm.
because we're not just going to go in there and just buy jugs of tea from the local store. We're going to put these bags in here, let the sunlight turn it, and make it happen.
Okay.
You know, that's that good in country, because that's where you got it from. That's not hood. That's not ghetto. It is what it is. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pretty sure that you all have seen some ghetto mess, some hood madness out there in your life and your lifestyle, because some of these actions do speak louder than words. So if you drive a luxury car and you have bills in somebody else's name at your house, that, sir, ma'am, is an example of ghetto. Why
slash
are you doing this?
Slash
kind of hood.
Somebody's hood with some ghetto ways, huh?
I mean, if your child just hit 15 and the lights are in their name, but your car is fly because your credit is messed up and you can't really put nothing else in your name, no. That's ghetto.
That's ghetto.
That's painful.
But I know some hood people that got ghetto ways in.
Such as?
They do things like that? Yeah.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, that's really not, I'm trying to think of something that, what's ghetto?
What's ghetto?
Because, see, I'm getting this confused, could be confused with country. You know, we just came from homecoming, and there's a lot of country ghetto sightings.
Here's ghetto.
There were a lot of cars that were, as, you know those cars you see with the sun-kissed, or they got their own little stuff on them, and raggedy as all get out with Christmas lights on the side and those 30-inch rims.
That's wrong. Out of somebody else's car.
You got knick-knacks up in the background. It's all good.
She's playing knick-knacks. I'm thinking of a quick scene that happened back at Grambling State University campus this past 2 weekends ago for homecoming. These young men were driving on the block just in the old school Crown Vic, making it happen, coming down the block, just banging.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they stopped, got out the car, looked at each other, and started twerking.
Wow. Really?
What does this world come to when your son gets out the car and chooses to twerk? That's just a fool.
Yeah, that is a fool.
But if you're hanging outside of Shell stations and gas stations with cigarettes, telling old war stories about what happened in 1985 to anybody that's going to listen to you, that's ghetto. Homeboy, that don't work everywhere. Say, young blood, let me loan by, let me get some change when you come out the store. Why? How come you just can't go in here and buy this beer that you need to get? I'll go ahead and I'll take care of you, homie, but that's not necessary. Lord, Lord, Lord. We have a caller on the line they want to chime in.
Yeah, we need some help on this topic.
Let's go ahead and go with it. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We have Ms. Portis on the line that's chiming in. Welcome to the online happy hour, Ms. Portis. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Hello, Ms. Portis. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Great.
I just happened to hear about coming in about the ghetto, the hood versus the ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is that the ghetto is a mentality of our people that we have stigmatized ourselves into.
Okay.
And the ghetto is not what... It's what we have been pushed into and what our society has accepted to be. But my understanding is the ghetto is that if that's what you want to portray and to do whatever you want to do and live that lifestyle, that's on you. I drive a nice car. I live in a nice home. I have raised 4 sons in my life, and so therefore none of them are ghetto. What they choose to be and what they choose to become, that's on them. But a ghetto is a mentality state.
It's a mindset.
It's a mindset, exactly.
Okay.
It's a mindset. And no one, you don't have to be ghetto. You don't have to be white. And the thing is, so sad for our society is that for us to be black, that, you know, we have to say that we are ghetto. And that is so sad. That is truly so sad. And we don't have to take that mind frame, because where is it getting us? Where is it taking us?
Right. Where is it taking us?
Where is it taking us? And it's taking us nowhere. So many of our black women and our black men are in jail, incarcerated, have felonies, and they're very smart people. They can't get jobs, so they fall into this ghetto. And they cannot move themselves out of that, because that's the only thing that their mindset is going to allow them to do. Wake up, black people. Wake up. Time is moving on.
It's of the essence. Now, let me ask you this, Ms. Porter, and
okay.
I want to thank you for coming in, because it is a difference. Now, when you see, we understand the ghetto aspect, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in just a second, but I want to get your take on hood, if you will.
Okay.
I'm giving us an idea of what you, when you see the ghetto is not, there's a difference, and we've stated that, but what do you see
exactly
as hood? What's hood? Because there are people out there, like Ms. Omer said, that don't know the difference. Big shout
okay.
out to Bologna.
Hood is, to me, is ignorance. If someone has taken that to a place where they cannot get past of what they can do or to try to achieve to do. And so, therefore, hood is a place where some people, and it will always be there. Hood will always be there. I don't care if you come from black America, white America, Asian America, whatever. That hood will always be there.
Mm-hmm.
Until people try to understand where they can educate themselves out of that.
Mm.
And do you think that if you come from the hood that you will always carry some type of hood characteristics?
Absolutely not. I was born and raised in Sacramento, California, and was raised in Del Paso Heights. Okay? And that's what equivalent is the hood. But I had educators, I had motivators, and I had a desire myself that I was not going to be called the hood. I made that choice. It's people's choices. It's all about choices.
Right.
So you don't feel that you might have a slight stench of a hood that sneaks out sometime and you have to try to catch yourself?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Interesting.
No, I do not. Why should I downplay myself? Why should I downplay my education? Why should I downplay my character?
So where does the shift begin? Because, I mean, there has to be a point to say, you know what, there is a difference, and we need to understand the difference now. Is it in our teens? Is it something in our that we're not teaching our children? Is it something that we're just accepting to be the norm? Because if there is a separation, and we know this, then how come the lifestyle continues? Because it is now it's
lifestyle continues because there are many of us who have made it and put ourselves in suburban areas, and we have done it, but we have not rocked the boat for others. Mm-hmm. We have not mentored. We got what we got. Okay, but we don't go back and help others in that area. And that's where the problem is. But yet we still have mothers against mothers and fathers against fathers, and we're not raising our children, and we're just deadbeat moms and deadbeat dads, And so, therefore, the cycle will continue until we address ourselves and look at the reality within ourselves and be able to, when we get out of the hood, the ghetto, or whatever you want to so speak, we have to go back and try to help. I could never forget, I had 10 students who could not read nor write. And I said, God, if you just give me one, and he gave me one, and that child is excelled, and she's a lawyer to this day. But you, we have to take those chances. We have to go there and do what we need to do to help our community. Yes, there are going to be some people that is going to, you know, rebuttal or whatever, because they do truly don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fight. It's going to be a continuous fight.
She brings up an interesting point, and I want to kind of piggyback on that, because we often look at most of our young African-American males who grow up in this society of ghetto and hood, and she was talking about doctors and lawyers, because most of us tend to see ball players as the way out. It is the ultimate. My mama's doing bad. She's taking care of me. My daddy's not in the house. Let me make some quick money, be a super athlete, so I can go ahead and make millions of dollars and live that dream, so I can get my mama a house, so I can go ahead and be a baller, because that's what I want to see. That's the lifestyle that I see. But I only see it from a football player, from a basketball player.
See it as a chemist. See it as a teacher. See it as a doctor. See it as a lawyer. See it as a technician. See it as something else besides just playing ball. See it as educating yourself so you can have some benefits behind that. Because you playing ball, you get hurt. Guess what? Mama's house is gone. All your benefits are gone.
Yeah.
Use your mind.
We talked about that, and we see it on shows like, what is it? I Don't Want to Be T.O. What's the name of that show on
VH1?
What? With the T.O. show?
I don't know.
Whatever T.O.'s Tech Sorrell Owens little TV show, you know, don't be T.O., don't be a menace like T.O. while drinking your juice and while I'm chilling, whatever the name of his show is.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just the lifestyle that we're seeing. You know, this is what a celebrity looks like, a ball player, not a doctor.
Right.
Not a lawyer, not their own business owner. But that could be the image. And most of you may have seen this commercial. Miss Oldman will tell you, it drives me crazy. The little Kia commercial with the little hood rat top of the car. See, the Lexus commercials, see that driver. So you don't see that driver. The Audi commercials, you don't see that driver.
No, you don't.
You can get this, or you can get with that, or you can get with this, or you can get with that in those cars, because that's how they. Yeah, you can drive this, the hood rats with the warm up suits. Up and down the block. That's your car, not this one. Folks, if you agree or disagree, chime in with us tonight on the online happy hour. We're talking about hood versus ghetto. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. Miss Portis, hang on the line. I want you. We definitely appreciate you calling in. I have a gift for you I'd like to give you before the show is over, so I don't want to lose you. But we definitely have a caller that wants to chime in from the H, where it's big in Harris County. I hope she's got some of that Frenchie's chicken. We have Deidre on the phone that wants to chime in with us, calling from the H. That's Planet Houston, if you don't know. Deidre, are you there?
Hello?
She may have dropped off the call. Now, she
are
could
we having
have
any technical difficulties? We might be having technical difficulties tonight here.
Hell no.
Just a tad bit. But, you know,
what's in the chat?
To go ahead on, and I have to say something about what Ms. Portis said, which she's correct, but I don't look at the hood as a bad place. That's just me. There are bad things that go on there just like everywhere else, but it's not bad to me. I love to go back and be amongst my people.
Exactly.
I love it there because that's where I grew up. Now, to partake in some of the negativity and the bad things that went on around me. No, you know, I'm not condoning that.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody, like I said, 80% of us come from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors, lawyers, preachers, pastors, all a lot of us. So there, I mean, we do come out on top.
Right.
But nobody shines light on that. I'm here to shine some light. I'm here to shine some light on it because I'm a product of that.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
My parents could have moved, maybe, but that's where my father and mother chose to raise their children, right there, and we did not move, and they said we are not moving.
Mm-hmm. That's real talk.
So I had choices.
That's real talk, folks.
Whether what was going on outside of my door or not, I had
right.
choices.
And that's, you know what, and most of us do. The thing is, we've just conditioned our mindset not to receive or accept those choices, and that's crazy. We got to give back more to our community because, I mean, that is where we are. Y'all know this just as well as I do. Any city that you can go to, I don't care if it's Los Angeles, Dallas, Texas, you know, Diabetes Neck, Tennessee, wherever you want to go, some small town, it don't matter. It's always going to be a ghetto or a hood.
Mm-hmm.
In most major cities, there is, unfortunately, Martin Luther King Drive, where they will put most of us in that particular area. Y'all got to know this to be true. I mean, if you go any city that's on MLK, oh, that's where the hood is.
Mm-hmm.
That's our block. Except in Kansas City, Missouri. There's no Martin Luther King in Kansas City. Big shout out to Shayna Gilbert and the sales professional also in the chat room. Folks is in there doing their thing and typing. Shayna says she does disagree. A lot of people don't realize that they need help. It's just like someone said before, we adapt to our surroundings, and when you constantly are around it, it's all that you know. You're adapting to your own environment. That's real talk. That's real talk, folks. Keep the chat room going tonight. We're going to go back to the phone lines and get a caller that wants to chime in. Tyreek wants to chime in. Tyreek, you're on the online happy hour with us.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Not much. I had a little disagreement with not the last call, but the call before her. I'm from the hood.
I'm from the hood.
Hello? What?
The caller or the co-host?
Nah. The lady that she said she was from Sacramento.
Okay.
Okay.
I
go ahead.
Now, she says she's from Sacramento. I mean, no, don't disrespect, but I'm from North Philly, okay? North Philadelphia.
Okay.
North Philadelphia, I'm sure, is hell a lot worse than any little scrimpet of Sacramento. Where I'm from, we just laugh at that. Like, anything from California, I mean, the only ghetto I know from California is anything in L.A. Like, Sacramento, you're just like a suburb of the ghetto. I mean, I don't know what she's talking about, but look, I'm proud of the ghetto, but I played some ball and all that, and I was dreaming of that, but I came into reality. And I got a good job with the city. I'm a supervisor. I move my way up. I'm doing good. So, but in reality is I moved into a good section of the city, right? But there is that ghetto aspect of people. And even though I love my black people, I don't want the wrong people following me into the new neighborhood I moved out of. Because my neighborhood is nasty, and the neighborhood I just moved into, I worked hard, saved up, bought a nice house. It's a mixed neighborhood. It's an expensive neighborhood. There's all races there. Ain't nothing. It's quiet. Nobody bothers nobody. But in retrospect, I don't want the hood rats following me there. Like, you know, I don't want the wrong people. I don't care what race you are. I don't want you coming to my neighborhood because that's what I just got out of after the past 30 years. I don't want you following me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Stay out. Like, stay where you stay. Like, I work my way out. But you, I mean, to each their own. Like, you got to do your own thing. You know what I mean? You got to stop feeding off the system. You got to get it, you know, go to the school. Do your schooling. Because I only got a high school graduation, you know. But do the high school, do your college, do better things. I mean, I got lucky. I got a good job with the city and all that, but you got to do your own thing. Like, this balling and drug dealing and all that shit, like,
let me
you know what I mean?
I definitely appreciate you calling in. Let me ask you this. When you say you don't want them following you, now, that it sounds as if you don't want anybody else to come out like you've come out. Is it something that you're, are you ashamed of that particular person?
Oh, no. I want the good ones. I want the good people's following me, but I don't want the drug dealer. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, drug dealers probably got more money than me. You can bank a $200,000, $300 house just on your drug game. I don't want the dealers following me. I don't want the hood rats following me. That's what I'm saying. I don't mind anybody coming up like I did through hard work and perseverance. I don't mind that. I appreciate that. I'll help them out if I can. But I don't want the hood rats coming. You know, like drug dealers, like buying a house next door and financed all through dirty money. You know what I mean? I want hard work. I want hard working, hard earning people next to me. I don't care what color you are. Just do your thing. Do it right though. You know. Don't have them stupid ass dreams like, oh, I'm gonna be in a rock band, I'm gonna be a rapper, baller, whatever. Like, do your thing, you know. Like, don't be one of them stupid asses trying to sell some cocaine and buy the house next to me, because I'm gonna smack you in the face. I don't care how many guns you got, how many boys you got, cars. I mean, I'm old school. I mean, I fight with one fist and I fight with the other fist. You know, I don't do that gun shit. You know what I mean? I don't want you next to me if you're dealing the drugs next to me. That's what I meant by I don't want them following me.
Okay, and let me ask you this question. So you said Philly is one of the hardest places in the world. So that means that you're not giving credit to New Orleans, Little Rock, Arkansas, Omaha, Nebraska, all of these places which are high in crime, and you said that Sacramento is a suburb. Have you ever been there and lived there?
St. Louis is just like Compton, and they just won a World Series.
Yes, San Antonio and St. Louis. Have you been to any of those other places?
I didn't say it was one of the hardest places in the world. I just said it was harder than Sacramento, and I have been in Sacramento. I have been in San Antonio, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you lived there?
I haven't lived there. I stayed there for a while. I got family in San Antonio, and I got a cousin out in Sacramento. I stayed there for a while. Sacramento is a joke. Like, people from my old neighborhood would smack them in the face within 2 seconds and laugh at them. Sacramento's nuts.
Really? The whole entire city?
Nah, I mean the ghetto part. Not where Schwarzenegger lives. Talking about the real part.
So you've been in all the hoods in Sacramento?
Yeah, my cousin drove me through them. Because my cousin's from here, too.
In daylight. I'm just asking, because, I mean, I'm from Sacramento, and that, what you're talking about, is not true.
We got drunk as fuck to roll through there.
I live in Dallas now, and guess what? I would not question any of the hoods in any part of this city. Houston, anywhere I go, I couldn't down anybody like that because I know it's bad. There's bad places all over the world. So I would never pigeonhole just one spot to be a certain way.
Yeah,
when people are getting killed left and right, I've even had a gun pointed at me, not from no Rudy Poops. Real talk. So, you know, I'm just wondering, like, where is this coming from? I live here all my life. So I beg to differ with you.
my cousin lives out there. My cousin from here, and we rolled through. We was drunk as fuck, rolled through all the hoods and shouting shit at everybody. Everybody's like looking all best, like they don't want to mess with us. They know where we're from.
Really?
Well, here's the deal with that. See what it is because I'm listening very careful. Because
anybody from Sacramento coming to Philly saying, "What's up, Sacramento? Represent!" Like you would just get smacked in the face and be like, "You better get back on the plane, nigga."
Well, I mean, for what I'm hearing, Miss Oatmeal, it sounds as if Tyreek has moved, but he's still claiming the hood.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's moved out because that's what he wanted to move away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's also telling us is that there was a nerve that was touched. And he's still saying, "Yes, this is me. I'm still hard." That's in me.
It's
kind of like the people he didn't really want to be around.
Right.
But unlike that other caller, I still help out my old neighborhood. I still go back and am active in the community. I still do seminars and little courses at the community center. Help the young ones out so they don't grow up to be like the dumb ones that like get in jail and do the drugs and stuff. So unlike that one who raises her four kids all Uncle Tom-ish, like, I actually help out my old hood. You know, I participate. I'm not like 50 Cent, like claiming New York and living in Connecticut. Like, I actually help out my people.
Okay. Well, we definitely appreciate you calling in, Tyreek. It's definitely been good. We thank you for chiming in on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the online happy hour. Folks going to get down. They're going to speak their mind. And we're going to hear some great conversation about the hood versus ghetto. You got your boy Andy Brown and Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Let's go ahead and bring the call out of Philly because it might be a little too hard out there right now.
Yeah, it's pretty hard in Philly. They're gangbanging in Arkansas, Little Rock, Philly.
I wouldn't want to be a pizza delivery man in Philadelphia.
It's Watson, Compton.
You might not.
Walking and all that stuff.
I'm telling you, you might not pay for it. We have Tiffany here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that wants to chime in. I wonder if Tiffany's as hardcore as Tyreek was. Tiffany, you're on the line with Andy Brown and Miss Oatmeal Brown. How you doing?
Tiffany.
It's okay. You don't have to be shy.
We having technical difficulties again?
No, maybe Tiffany just has a ghetto phone.
Okay,
I'm here. Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Hey.
What's up,
Tiffany? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I've just been paying attention to the show and listening to different callers and even Mr. Tyreek here and Ms. Oatmeal Brown and everybody just stating, and basically what it sums up, I know the question is, what's the difference between hood and ghetto? And from my personal experience, I would say hood is a location, but ghetto is a mentality.
Okay.
Hood is a location. Ghetto is a mentality. It's a possibility for, like many of us, even Mr. Tyreek, to live in a place and you don't want to be there anymore, but you're only there temporarily. But you have the mindset and the heart and the passion to get out and to be more than what your surroundings are. Now, I was looking at the time in and, you know, people, you know, having a time over somewhere and unlock the door and, you know, stealing stuff or walking around with ashy ankles and flip-flops on in the wintertime, you know, stuff like that. That's just plain old ghetto, no matter where you are. But hood, I say hood is a location, and ghetto is a mentality. A person's mentality could trap them. I was raised in a hood type location, actually in Shreveport, Louisiana. So I'm from the boot, but in Shreveport, Louisiana, I was raised in a hood location. But my morals and my values and my standards that was instilled in me by the adults that were having to live there just because of their finances was for my mindset when I got older to get out. Now, my adult experience is me buying a home, calling myself leaving apartment complexes, what have you, and I bought a house way out on the outskirts of Dallas and called myself leaving some of my cousins and and things of that nature that I wanted to leave from my surroundings. But there were people living in houses that still had an apartment mentality and caused the neighborhood to go down. It was a bit crazy. So it's a possibility for someone to leave the hood but still have the ghetto mentality. And like my brother Tyree said earlier, I can understand him why he wouldn't want people to quote-unquote follow them. So your mind has to be changed first. The Bible says renew your mind every day. And
hello,
if your mind isn't changed, I don't care where you go. You can turn a suburb into a hood if your mind hadn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do Mr. Tyreek said he was in Sacramento.
He touched the nerve,
that
gentlemen.
They was yelling out the window, right? being hood now, but he ain't hood no more.
Well, what was funny for me, Mr. Tyree was very, very hilarious. But you know, I would like to say that you may leave the hood, but you also should change depending on your surroundings and where you are. You know, how you speak and your tone of language or what have you. You can go and make millions of dollars and be in an office. But if your language and how you speak and how you carry yourself, you got to be able to change your mind and include your speech and your language too. In regards to the drug dealers and things of that nature, you got some drug dealers, but I remember Nino Brown on the movie, and Nino Brown had class.
Nino Brown was tailor-made and peppermint fresh, baby. You hear me?
He stayed ready and made change out of $5 homeboy. So I'm just saying he knew how to be both, but how he made his money. But his mindset was business-minded. He was classy, and he did everything top-notch. It's just that how he made his money was wrong. So there are some drug dealers that could live there. There are some that live in nice neighborhoods because that's how they make their money. But their mindset and why they're making money is because they want better, but that was just the best way for them to make the money, and that's what they were good at. If they can take those crafts and do something a little bit better with it and make it all legitimate, there'll be some bad brothers. I could see a drug dealer possibly being the president because they're making some major decisions, business-minded. They're just doing illegal things. So I wouldn't look down on anybody selling drugs or anything of that nature. You'd be surprised. So, I mean, for me, I say hood is a location. Ghetto is a mentality. And it's a possibility for the two to get switched or intertwined, or you could try to leave the hood. But if you don't change your ghetto mentality, you're going to be stuck no matter what. And it's gonna follow you everywhere you go. Next thing you know, you're going to have a mansion, and you're going to have sheets on your windows in the mansion. It don't matter.
Right.
If you're ghetto. If your mentality is ghetto, You can't help it.
That's what's up. Thank you, Tiffany. I definitely have something we want to give you. We know that you're here in the Dallas for what there. We want to make sure that we get your information before you get off the phone tonight. Want to send a small gift card out to Ms. Portis and also to Tiffany. We're not going to tell you what it is, but it's going to be a great gift card. Now, usually I've been known to give out some of the best gifts ever. Ms. Oatmeal can tell you. Also, you know, because sometimes folks are valuable enough to get, you know, a side of hash browns free from the Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
But we love y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make sure it's a, you know, a nice gift card to maybe a local grocery store or, you know, like a nice video place or whatever the case may be. We'll take care of you. The holiday season is coming up. We definitely want to give back. Ms. Oatmeal, you had a comment?
See, for me, I think that a Waffle House hash brown gift card is good.
Really? You know how many people
go? I mean, go to the Waffle House to get some hash browns, that's it?
No, you can get anything you want, but however,
The coupons will pay for your hash browns.
Okay.
You can get your waffle. You can get your sausage.
Right.
You can get your grits.
But you got it.
Whether
you
put
for the hash browns, that's just kind of, you know, I don't know. I mean, hey, I mean, I'd be appreciative, but I'd be like, wow, you don't get those every day.
Man.
You don't get a weekly. You don't get a monthly. You like, you just fall up on a Waffle House hash brown coupon. That's just me.
Real talk.
Okay. Now, Tiffany, I want to ask you this question before we let you get off the line here. Do you think that you still may have some hood tendencies?
I believe, like the person that was writing on here, everybody has hood tendencies. And I say it because I'm not
unless
disgraced by where I came from. And the reason being is because sometimes you have to pull that out because people will check your hood card. I'm just being real. So you could have your suit on, you could be doing the best that you have to do because you're pressing full, but somebody will always check your hood card. So I believe, you know, I know some preachers say in church, I ain't all the way delivered. You know, Peter had a knife. He had Jesus back. He can cut his ear off. So I believe you should keep a small percentage just in case, you know, on the side, you know, be like 85%, 15% or something like that. So I will say, honestly, I still got a little hood in me. I'm good. I'm classy, sassy, and things of that nature. But if necessary, yes, ma'am.
I think it doesn't go away. Like, I'm not talking about bad stuff. Because like
what?
I said, 80% of us came from the hood. So,
well,
therefore, there's
the good
certain things,
about
survival
it.
Tactics. We have survival tactics that somebody
right,
that was raised, somebody was raised with everything, banking, money, nothing really bad happened around them. When I see them as adults, sometimes I feel like they're lost because they don't know certain things that I know because I grew up in the hood. I'm like, really? You don't know that? And you're grown, and you don't know that because they weren't exposed and they didn't experience, and they have to learn these things when they get older and out into the real world.
Now, that's with, you know, life experience as far as dealing with others. But in regards to that, like survival tactics, you know, some of these kids, they see a bag of rice and some flour in the refrigerator and, you know, feel like they ain't got nothing to eat. No, that's gravy. That's rice and gravy right there all day. So in regards to that survival tactics, you know, doing what you have to do, mama may still, you know, even in adult or leaving the hood, you still may have to rob Peter to pay Paul and your lights may be off a day or two. You can cut your candles on, but, you know, you'll be able to pay that. There are some survival tactics that we had to go through growing up. We still may do what we had to do. We wasn't above eating a fried bologna sandwich with some cheese on it. And you might fry some egg on toasted white bread. And please, that's good eating. But you don't have to, you know, get old and be like, oh, no, I'm not eating it. No, please. If you have to and times get a little rough, don't forget where you came from. You got to eat. So I agree. Survival tactics and things of that nature. There's some kids these days that don't understand that. They're like, mama's going to belong to us. Yes, you go eat it and eat it real good with a glass of Kool-Aid on the side and go to bed. And everything will be all right in the morning. But these kids these days and the way, you know, the way they have things looking, you know, perception, got people thinking that, you know, that's not cool. And I disagree with that. I teach my son both things. I let him know it's good to work hard and to have. But if for some reason, for whatever reason, we're down for a couple of days, don't dismiss a good bologna sandwich or, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It needs to be balanced.
I have a question I'm going to ask Ms. Omiya before the show is over about hood versus ghetto. But hold the line, Tiffany, if you don't mind. I want to go ahead and get Tori on the line because Tori's been waiting very patiently. She's calling from the H, Houston, Texas zone. Tori's on the line.
Hello.
How you doing, Tori?
Hi, I'm fine. I've been listening. I'm originally from St. Louis. So I had to call in and interrupt this conversation. The last call you had in regards to Philly versus Sacramento and California, what is this, a competition of who's hood? I mean, we're all grown now. I mean, the hood and the ghetto, we all came from, you know, the hood is a place, and the ghetto is a mentality. I mean, I was born and raised in East St. Louis. I mean, for the last 10 years, we were ranked number 2 murder capital of the world, of the United States. So in regards to Philly and trying to claim your territory, I mean, I think that was kind of ghetto. So that's one difference between hood and ghetto. You know, we're grown. I mean, we're still talking about, you know, Sacramento, G's up, you know, folks down. I mean, that's ghetto. So, I mean, I was raised in the hood. I was raised actually in the ghetto. My dad was the fire chief of the city now, very predominant family, but we never left. My dad is still in the center of it. So we were taught etiquette and proper ways to conduct yourself, corporate America. But, I mean, as far as being in the ghetto, my family's still there. And as far as the mentality of being ghetto, that's the difference. It's not about where you stay. It's about how you were raised, I believe. So that's the difference between ghetto and hood to me. Hood is a place, like the Tiffany said, that's where you are. Ghetto is your mentality. You can be raised in a ghetto and have a Harvard mentality, you know. So hood and ghetto, that's what I think the difference is.
Okay. That's what's up, Tori. We appreciate that one. That's keeping it real.
All
she right. said East St. Louis, ladies and gentlemen, that's over there by the pink slip. That is the world's renowned greatest strip club. This side, that side, the Mississippi River, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
You've never been to a pleasure palace in your life. The pink slip is where it's at. I got stories, but I got saved last week.
And you know what? And you know what's so ghetto about it is right behind the elementary school. So they leave elementary school and go straight past the strip clubs. How about that for ghetto?
I mean, when I grow up, I want to be Essence.
Yeah.
But
I thank you all for letting me call tonight.
Thank you
absolutely.
For calling in. That was great. We really appreciate your input. That was right on the money.
Thank
all right, ladies
there,
and gentlemen.
We appreciate it. Ms. Oatmeal, we can take another call. I know we're on the downside of the show. We're talking about hood versus ghetto. Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to go ahead and hit your folks up on Facebook, hit them up on Twitter, tell them they got to chime in for the last half hour of the show. BlogTalkRadio.com/ how was your weekend? You're on the online happy with your boy Andy Brown and Ms. Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. While you're talking to your folks, go ahead and hit them up and let them know that you can find more about Ms. Oatmeal at www.realness101.com. And I may not say much, but when I do speak, I like to put something in it to make it valuable. Life coaching to create a better you. You can follow me at andybrownspeaks.com. And it's time to go ahead back to the phone lines and bring another caller on. They've called from all over the country, Philadelphia, Sacramento, Dallas, Texas.
Nebraska.
Frogstick, Alabama. But now we're going to take a call out of Kansas City, Kansas. Not Missouri, but Kansas City, Kansas. And we have a gentleman that's on the line. I'm not quite sure if I can pronounce his name, but, sir, are you on the line?
Juicy.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I can't call no nothing delicious from the side.
Juicy.
Juicy on the line.
Hey,
what's
going
up with you? Talk to us.
I just wanted to say, man, the difference between hood, man, you know, it's something you're born into, you know. In the ghetto, it's a false mentality, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You got a lot of people out there that move out the ghetto, you know, and they got like brand new drop ass to hood. You know, I was in game making since I was 6 years old, man. Once I found out how to make $200,000 in a day, I said, man, I'm going to stay here all my life, you know. And ever since then,
okay.
I've been making money, man. Last college, I used to say this, but she sounded like one of them Uncle Toms, man, you know, not hood at all.
Okay. That's real talk. Now talk to us about that. I don't know how old you are or can date you, but you said ever since you were younger, you know, that first 200 you flipped kind of put you in a different mindset to say that's what you want to do. So I don't know if you ever, whatever product it is you're pushing, have you ever pushed it in the hood versus the ghetto? Like, what is the clientele different like? How does that differentiate? Like, how do you know you're in the hood, and how do you know that you're in the ghetto? He dropped off.
Oh, Juicy dropped.
Juicy might have had to come make that quick money real quick. Hey, I ain't mad at you, player. Hustle, hustle, hustle hard. It's like that. We're talking about hood versus ghetto. The folks are in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend? Y'all, they talking about food stamps and all kind of stuff up in there.
Hey, somebody got some food stamps?
Speaking of which, if you got food stamps, this is the hustle that
I do buy deals. Is that hood? Is that a ghetto mentality? Because I'll take the $100 for $50.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? That's $100 worth of groceries in my refrigerator for $50. That's what it is.
I'm stacked up.
Some people won't do that. They'd be like, I am not going to do that because that is not right.
Well,
those people using that government assistance to try to make a little cash for themselves, and they're supposed to be using that to buy groceries. They might be using that money to go buy drugs if I give them cash. No.
What?
Me, I don't think about all that. They may need some money to pay their light bill. They may need some gas. They might want to get their hair done or their nails done.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need all them groceries.
Maybe need some shoes.
So go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and sell you this $100 worth of groceries for $50. I'm taking it. So do I have a ghetto or hood mentality because I would take it?
No, that's a deal.
Maybe if I was raised in a very upscale, you know, what's the rich neighborhood.
Okay.
And I knew nothing about that.
And you took that same deal up there?
And then somebody approached me with that, and I was just appalled. Like, I've never heard of such a thing.
You don't get out much.
Right.
Because it happens regardless of where you're at. Whether it's Walmart, Target, Menards, or Price Chopper.
Right. So are you hood or ghetto? When we say hood, is where you live, the neighborhood. Mentality is ghetto. Will that make me have a ghetto mentality? Because I'm going to take that 50. I'm going to give it that 50 and take that 100.
We are talking about a mindset here.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about the government getting over. But the government gets over us on a regular basis.
Right.
So therefore, I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's point blank.
Right, but see how all of that you put into it?
Oh, yeah. You had to put that thought process to verify?
Right. See, I don't need to do all that. Just go ahead and give me that. I don't need to know any of that.
See, right.
I'm thinking hopefully you're going to use that money in a positive manner.
Right.
But really, am I going to do all that thinking? No, I'm going to go ahead and take that $100 worth of groceries for $50. Am I ghetto? No, I don't think so. I don't think I'm ghetto because I would do that.
What about the bootleg man, Ms. Oatmeal?
What about the bootleg man?
Is the bootleg man ghetto if he comes to the barbershop and he got the movie out before it hit the big
screen? Yes,
thing?
He's considered ghetto. He's considered a thief.
Okay.
He's considered that, you know, he's stealing from these people.
Even if it's blockbuster quality.
Even if it's blockbuster quality. So, therefore, guess what? Some of us, and we're not even going to raise our hands. I can't even see hands right now. Some of us buy these movies and buy these CDs that are burned.
Okay.
Some of us do. So do we have a ghetto mentality because we bought from the bootleg men? Well, there's a lot of people that's in the choir, that's on the ticket board, that are paying their 10% tithes, that have ghetto mentalities, doctors, lawyers, and all this. I've been at their houses, and I've seen the burnt movie from the DVD man.
That's correct. It's there. It's a lifestyle, folks. We said that. We mentioned that to you. That is, it's ghetto. It is. It is.
But it's not considered on the high Richter scale of ghetto-ness, right?
Nah. But it's a level
that's
of
not
being ghetto.
Ghetto.
It's a lifestyle and a certain, you know, it's a certain look and a certain tone.
Now, if we were to get one of the biggest Mercedes-Benz? Whatever that big one is, right?
Okay.
And you put some 22s on it, that's ghetto. No, it wouldn't.
That's ghetto. I'm sorry. You putting
that's
rims?
Ghetto.
That's
you
ghetto.
Can't put rims
why
on a big
going,
body.
Right. Why you going?
I'm talking about the ghetto rims.
Well, you got to change.
I'm
that.
Not talking about the real,
they
the real
spin
chrome.
It, they spin it, they
I'm not talking
it.
About the real chrome Mercedes-Benz rims that you can get. own the car. Talking about the ones you go buy after you leave the lot.
Now,
is that considered ghetto? Yes, it is.
Or
renaissance. It's to mess up a luxury vehicle like that.
Right. It is what it is. Don't be, y'all, that's doing the most.
Doing.
And that is ghetto.
It is.
BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend. This is a really show, folks. We ain't even playing up in here. This is how we do. We get down. We keep it real. We keep it 100. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you want to see us live, come out to Fagan Sports Bar in Irving, Texas, better known as Henderson's Chicken, 3636 North Beltline Road. Come out there and see and trip out with the most dynamic and spicy leg and breast combo in the DFW area. Who that be? That's your boy Andy Brown and Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101.
That's right.
We're talking about hood versus ghetto, where you live and your mentality and your mindset, even a look. Now, I told the audience tonight that I was going to ask Miss Oatmeal a question toward the down end of the show, and I want to go ahead and ask her now.
Okay.
Let me get your opinion on this.
Okay.
Hood, ghetto, country, or in between, maybe even none of the above. What do you think about the gold tooth that I have in the front of my mouth? Is it ghetto? Is it country? Is it hood? Talk to me.
With knowing you, Andy, and where you came from,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a country / hood.
Okay.
Because you are from Kansas City.
Right.
Okay. And we know in certain parts of the world, people do certain things,
okay?
And I realized this once I left California and I came down south, and we went to Grambling. And at Grambling, that's a very cultured school.
Right.
So there were people from everywhere, Cali, Texas, New York, Nebraska, Kansas City. And there are certain things that stuck out with everybody from certain places.
New Orleans people.
New Orleans, for sure. Everybody brought their own culture, environment, whatever you want to call it, eclectic type of swag with them because they're a product of their environment.
New York people with boots and sweats.
Right. You know, I wore 501s with Birkenstocks, plaid shirts. More so you saw us coming with that.
I didn't see that. Long sleeves and super hot outside. Couldn't quite figure it out, but it was what they were used to.
Yes, that was us. We still rock the Levi's 501. Holes in them. You know, that was us. That was the type of swag that we had. And Kansas City has that kind of country / what? Country / hood.
Okay.
Which, if you went back, you will probably blend in more because somebody else, you know, next to you will have that.
Yeah.
That's how I look at your go-to because I know where you're from.
Okay.
That's how I look at it. You know, if I was from New Orleans, I might carry a certain type of swag.
Or a little accent and all.
Yeah, a little accent. Made. You know, one of my good friends, called me a broad one day, right? And I was like, what? What? I said, what does broad mean in New Orleans?
Were you offended?
Because in broad in California, you call me a bitch.
That's fine.
Okay, exactly. So you get what I'm coming from and what I'm saying?
Right,
see,
right,
they
right.
can use the word freely. It's
freely,
nothing. Yeah. It ain't bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to get used to Misty calling me chick. Because New York people use that word quite often, and it's not a bad thing.
I wonder what they say over in Philly with Tyrese.
We kind of like, this chick, see, that's how we, oh, that broad, that's bad. That's not good.
Right, right.
So, you know, different areas have different things that in their surroundings that they may do.
Like Tiffany said in the chat room, Ms. Oatmeal, ghetto was wearing a lace front wig 2 inches from your eyebrows.
Right
past your hairline.
Mm-hmm. And just like here,
lace front wig.
Here, this is where I first started to see the trend of the lace front that did not match your head, and it was a different color, you could see the tape running across the front.
Wow.
I saw that here first. I didn't see that in other areas, and then I was kind of like expanded. That became like a style, I guess, or a trend.
Yeah, I remember the
shag. I don't know.
Remember the shag haircut?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's back. These youngsters is rocking the shags again.
But in Pleasant Grove, Texas, the big booty shag never left.
Never left. Couldn't quite understand.
Did you
that.
See how I knew where they were from?
Yeah.
Because that's what they're that's their swag, so to speak. Something that they do.
Incredible.
From that particular area.
Well,
you
we
see a lot of dreads. In Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
You see a lot of and gold teeth.
Starting to see them here in Texas.
Right, but where do you the masses were
on the
there
coast.
On the coast.
The Caribbean.
They got them gold teeth too down there in Florida.
That's one thing my family always said, you know what I'm saying? If somebody knock your teeth out, they're gonna have to get some value out of it. Rocking gold teeth. My mama got one, my daddy had one. Did he have? I think, yeah, my dad still got them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, grandparents got them. It is what it is. I kind of asked my parents, could I have one when I was younger? It's kind of hard for you to tell me no. You know, because my tooth, it shipped over. I had homeboys coming up talking about, I'm about to get Jamond all on across the front. Or I'm about to get, you know, little Lily.
Uh-huh.
You know, remember, because we used to wear our names on our hats embroidered, they were going to get the same thing in calligraphy
mm-hmm.
with like C dash. Tony dash B
mm-hmm.
across the front.
Right.
I'm not taking it that far.
And that's where you live, though.
Mm-hmm.
See, where I, no, they weren't talking about we're going to get our whole name across our teeth, gold teeth. No.
Mm-mm.
That wasn't it.
Wow.
That wasn't our scene on the coast, on the West Coast. Now, you'll see, you know, now since, you know, a lot of the rappers came up with the gold teeth and all, the grills
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff, yeah, it spread out everywhere.
Right.
But in the early 90s, no, unless you came from the South and you moved out there,
oh, yeah.
then you'll have maybe, you know, a gold tooth or whatever, because my parents, my mom had a little ring around her tooth and my dad had front. But see, that it was a fad.
Right.
Just like it might be a fad now, or was, you know, about 4 years ago, it was a fad. And then they gone. You know,
mm-hmm.
they didn't have them anymore, but they did have them.
I used to ask people questions just because I wanted to read what was in their mouth. I would just have, like, long conversations with them talking about basketball stuff. Just because I wanted to see what his name said. I just wanted to sit there and read it. Like,
mm-hmm.
you really put all that in there? What if they spelled it wrong? You got to hold this all throughout your day and watch yourself brush your teeth just
mm-hmm.
wrong. That isn't even your name in your mouth. I'd be so mad. Who are you blaming, yourself or the dentist, if they spell your name wrong with your grill?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Draped up and dripped out, folks. You're talking about hood versus ghetto. Should you put candy paint on the Volkswagen Beetle, Miss O'Mill?
No. No. And you know what? Even though this spread everywhere,
right?
California was rocking them curls. Okay? Michael got that curl, that's where he was.
Oh, yeah.
We all had a curl. Then it spread across the world. Everybody had curls.
Y'all understand. I grew up in a neighborhood where I was the only African-American. I was the only black child in the whole school from grade first through four. You can imagine me, because I got, and if anybody knows me for real, y'all would know that my hair is about as tender as the carpet in your living room. So I had to wear a curl. My mom didn't want to put up with it. She didn't want to deal with the brushing and all that stuff. So I had a curl for about, you know, two, maybe three good years.
Mm-hmm.
So you imagine me, the only black kid in the school, I got a curl. And my only role models in the public eye is either Michael Jackson or Mr. T.
Okay.
So what can I really do as far as, you know, trying to really build some strong self-esteem. I'm either going to have to be tough and cut this mohawk and make this Jerry curl into a mohawk
mm-hmm.
or try to go ahead and dance in front of these good, clean white folks who try to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
I had the beanie jacket, bro. And my pants wasn't young intentionally. I was just growing fast.
And you was just being little Michael, huh?
I was just, I had to feel the void some kind of way. And you have to understand, that's how I grew up. But when I went back to the hood,
mm-hmm.
it took a while. Because they knew who I was, and they was like, is that what happens when you go live out there? Because I was an interesting dude to them, like, really? Because when you come here, dog, you cool. We know you family.
Uh-huh.
But when you out there, is that how they act? Because
mm-hmm.
we got rid of our curls way before LL Cool J talking about I'm bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I still had mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Problem. But you have to learn the hood versus the ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, the ice cream man truck, his bell rang a little bit different in the ghetto than it does in the regular hood. See, in my neighborhood, it was a bell.
Mm-hmm.
The ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
But in the ghetto, he's playing Pop Go the Weezer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, that's how you know who's got what on the truck. If you hear Pop Go the Weezer on the ice cream man's truck, he got more than ice cream. He got tacos. He got sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
He got burgers. This is the ice cream. Yeah. Kansas City was like that. We could find sandwiches. We'd want ham sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
We had, it wasn't chicken. It was them little microwave chicken sandwiches
mm-hmm.
from the ice cream man in the hood. And he actually let you pay him back the next day, dog. I ain't got to pay. You know what I'm saying? Let me get one of them Choco Tacos, that the one with the bubble gum on the top. It was like red, white, and blue,
mm-hmm.
like a foot or whatever it was.
Yeah.
He spots you there. Okay, I'll be back tomorrow, homie. Because he had something on you.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just ice cream they was involved in.
Okay.
You had to see that. Over in my neighborhood, oh, no, dog, exact change, 65 cents. You had this little grape with this little, they had the strawberry cheesecake and all the nice fancy names and the one with the spoon. We didn't get that over in the hood.
Okay.
But I want to go stay in my homie's town. I mean, that's what's up. Hood versus ghetto. Somebody, Tiffany's in there talking about what about the candy cars? Skittles plastered on the door with Capri.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said.
Right.
Them cars.
Candy paint, baby.
I seen a car, and he said it had something about his penis on the back, written on the back. This was last weekend now. Little young dude, yeah.
And Gremlins.
And Gremlins.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's the dude that got out and started twerking.
Okay.
He was on the bumper. They was in the
closet. Yeah. It was a whole posse of them.
I know what he said. I forgot.
I don't know. It was retarded. I didn't even want to look that way after we read, and it was like, oh, my God, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, my man started twerking. But, folks, this has been a wonderful show. You know, we just had to come on to the climax. Just keep it 100. You know, people are going to just have their opinion on where they are, where they're at, who's ghetto, what's ghetto, and we've described some of the characteristics to look for. So when you go to your job tomorrow, you may be able to point them out. And you might want to tell them to click on this link so they can listen to the show in its entirety, or just get bits and segments from it as well because you can kind of speed through. So keep in mind, like I said, folks, she comes with the Realness 101. Each and every week, check out Miss Oatmeal Brown on her website, realness101.com. Oatmeal Brown's single is slamming. It's on YouTube. Go check it out on iTunes and CD Baby and download the track Knick Knack, the remix, and the ringtone, folks. We keep it real, and we're going to be doing so for a very long time. Realness 101 Entertainment is the record label. One World Enterprise is the marketing and distribution. The evolution of greatness is shaping in the form, and you're going to be a part of it right here. So make sure if you enjoy a good read, check out my book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. It can be purchased on my site, Nook, and Amazon Kindle. Make sure you follow us and advertise your business with us as well. Follow us on Facebook, folks. We're going to meet you over at How Was Your Weekend page. Log in, listen, and learn, family. We're going to wrap the show up. We're going to see you at Henderson's on Thursday.
That's right.
And come back with another hot show next week. We thank you for expressing yourself in the blog and the chat room. As always, do us a favor and tell us who wants to keep the topic with you next week as myself and Ms. Oatmeal come back with another hot topic. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. God first.
Go mob to my flat. Good night. And we gone.
We gone.
So let me put your money in. Just cause you